Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com I hadn't gotten to. Really important article by Watson I was reading during the break before last. New media wars, the empire strikes back. Establishment seeks to assimilate or eliminate independent media. Yeah, they're not going to just give up easily. Rand Paul hints at 2016 presidential run. Says Americans are looking for someone like himself. This is the big story I'm going to tweet out right when the show ends at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet this. Texans to protest censorship of free speech in Dallas, Texas, JFK events, or at Dallas, Texas, JFK events. That's a very important article explaining the demonstration I've got coming up tomorrow night in Dallas, the first one. It's key to be there, folks. And then coming soon, biometric fingerprint scan just to leave the airport. That is really a big story. They have these locking cage doors you go into now, and then you've got to biometrically scan when you leave. Again, it's all part of training you that you're a prisoner. While the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. Also, again, I already mentioned this, but it's pretty powerful info. The October 2012 pre-election jobs report was a fake. Of course it was. And again, a really big story I didn't get to by Michael Schneider. We can't do anything about the antibiotic-resistant superbug. Some are immune to it. That will kill millions. Yeah, it's already getting really bad. That's why I got to be dying to get near a hospital. You got to go to newer, high-end clinics. That's where everybody's going now, folks. And I don't even have to go. I just know what the establishment's doing. You do not want to get near a hospital, especially an old one. I mean, they are death traps. Most powerful bacteria and viruses that like disinfectants and iodine can't kill, and stuff that has been drug-resistant. I mean, it is just in there, literally. See, they have what you call immortal cell lines in cells and bacteria, but also similar superviruses that just cannot be killed. The only way to kill immortal cell lines in human tissue is to burn them. In fact, people say there's no science to zombies. There isn't in the biochemical, electrochemical locomotion of a human body. But in cells, there are zombies. Literal undead zombos that you can put in a petri dish of water and 50 years later they're still there. I mean, it's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, that's what all these drugs and chemicals are doing, is like in a Hitlerian super race, evolution, whatever you want to call it, where only the most powerful, it's like insects, two or three generations of insects, they become resistant, and then 10 generations or so on average, immune to pesticide. Well, it's the same thing with bugs. They're dividing even faster, and they are getting tougher and tougher and tougher. People say, well, what, do you believe in the theory of evolution? No, no, no. Things get immunity. Things do evolve, just not the way the scientists say. And then the preachers, they don't define for me science. That's all of it, the trick with preachers defining what the Bible's saying. I'll read that for myself, thank you. And it makes a lot of sense. Not what some preacher who doesn't even know how to tie his shoelaces tells me, or certainly some scientist with an agenda. Does that make sense? Because we see evolution in bacteria, in viruses, in computers, in automobiles, in understanding. People say that there is entropy in the universe, but there's also ascendancy. There's also things becoming more complex, more advanced. There's everything in the universe. There's constant change, but constant flux, but constant non-change. In the whole fractal mass design, there's everything and nothing. Pretty zen, isn't it? All right, folks, I'm out of time. But please come and see us up in Dallas tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve on Pearl Street. It's all in Adan Salazar's article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll cover it more tomorrow night. We'll have live streams tomorrow night on Infowars.com from about 7:30 to 9 o'clock as we have a demonstration organization meeting in front of the enemy command base. So the private Federal Reserve. So we'll be there. I'll be handing out, it looks like 30,000 flyers, free flyers for you to get out to the public. We're going to fight back against their tyranny, and we will have some surprises as well. the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with a privacy case from privacycase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up rules but not all night.
The problem is real and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made privacy case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Hurricanes, job loss, uncertain times. There are so many good reasons to be prepared. Make emergency essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 19th day of November 2013. This is Teleprompter, Talking Point Free Radio / TV. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We also have a whole bunch of Facebooks and YouTube channels. It's all up on Infowars.com/show. You can find the free podcast there and a lot more. Now, obviously, big broadcast lined up for you today. Incredibly important developments happening. We're going to go over all of it. I just want to say this before I get ahead of myself and don't say it today. There is massive, unprecedented, un-American censorship going on in this country. There is persecution of libertarians, Christians, conservatives, Protestants, Catholics. I don't care. If you're not a complete collectivist or communist or socialist or a big corporation using that model to destroy the middle class, then you're being targeted. It's in mainstream news today that hundreds of prominent libertarians and conservatives in Wisconsin have a Democratic special prosecutor subpoenaing them, investigating them, trying to arrest them. Out of Austin, Texas, they have a grand jury indicting Republican sheriffs and others all over Texas, the same folks that tried to put Tom DeLay in jail on trumped-up charges. And I'm not defending Tom DeLay. I didn't like a lot of his politics as a mainline Republican. But what he did was mainline, accepted, lawful PAC money. That's why when they talked me into running for state rep for about a week and a half, I went and got lawyers, checked the laws, and said, there's no way to follow this. If they want to selectively indict me, they can, raising money. I'm not doing this. People ask why I haven't run for political office. I can reach more people on the radio, more people on TV, more people politically getting out ideas and research and info. Plus, the way it's written, a Republican grand jury or group can go after Democrats or Democrat-controlled groups and go after Republicans. But I'm going to tell you, I've done research on this. I want to say 98% of the time, really, I can't find cases of politically motivated political persecution by Republicans of Democrats. You could say the impeachment of Bill Clinton over lying to a grand jury about Paula Jones and then Jennifer Flowers and Monica Lewinsky and all that. And yeah, that was politically motivated because of the American people's pressure on the nuclear secrets to China, the MIRV technology, the Long March rocket technology, the coupler technology, the avionics technology, just a complete sellout. The Republicans were all involved in that. Ken Starr's law firm was involved at levels in that. So they came out with a cigar story to bring him down because that was the one thing that wasn't connected to all the other corruption that they could go after. And then it was the lying that was the issue. And, of course, that was political theater. But, I mean, I just study politics. I study the world. And the Democrats are a bunch of gangsters. I mean, it's just absolutely true. If we could take over the rhinos, make them libertarian, take over the Republican Party, it'd be a great thing. And by the way, that's starting to happen. That's why the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, is all circling the wagons, going after the real Tea Party, going after Rand Paul, going after Ted Cruz. And I'm not saying those men are perfect. The issue is they're real, they are constitutionalist, they don't want to destroy America, they don't fundamentally hate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they want their kids to live in a free country. I know Rand Paul very well. He's for real. Ted Cruz kept him at arm's length for a while, watched him closely. I could see it in his eyes. He is really getting off on liberty. He is really getting off on the vets and the families coming up to him. He's actually caught the bug that JFK caught, who wasn't perfect, by the way, that wanted to be a leader, wanted to actually help people, wanted to actually have a real civil rights movement, wanted to actually end these wars, wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They said, we're going to, how about we blow your head off, buddy? Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one tax bracket, 30-something in the other. He's like, you mean if I cut taxes, more money comes in? They go, yes, Mr. President, but we want control of the economy. Bull, cut it. Boom. The establishment said, this guy's out of control. Blow his head off. I mean, they don't want leaders that get off on empowering people and get off on success and get off on prosperity. By the way, that's a normal instinct. They want a bunch of kleptocratic, bean-counting social engineers that absolutely have a weird axe to grind with successful people. You've got hordes of criminals in government corporations who have always gotten together historically to wage war on the real producers and the real artists and the true people of beauty. And I mean intellectual beauty, physical beauty, you name it. Everyone knows that. You would think, and I've read about this in philosophy, psychology, anthropology, you would think a really good-looking guy would have everybody kissing their hind end and wanting to hang out with them. But the truth is, in a lot of circles, people are mean to you if you're good-looking. Same thing, especially for women. Really good-looking women, then other women are mean to them. It's the same deal. Well, when you're successful in business and did it on your own, you make a lot of enemies. When you develop and patent things and develop things and are a trailblazer, people don't like that. Societies that rise are based on honoring the productive and the honorable. Societies that fall are based on kleptocracy and gangs and insiders and manipulation. And, folks, we're going down that path right now. Where, hey, why should I develop something? I could just get a big gang together and come take your factory over. Yeah, but then you can only make me work for you building it at gunpoint for so long. And then your gang takes over the next town and the next town. Pretty soon there's nobody producing anything to even be able to buy from my factory. Pretty soon you've broken down the supply chain. Pretty soon you've screwed the whole thing up. And that's the system they've set up, ladies and gentlemen, of total dependency, total control. The federal government today has now come out and proposed putting everyone on a, quote, livable wage and just giving it to them. Well, you do that by having a diverse economy and by having real open and free trade, not kleptocratic select trade. And now they've come out and said everyone will just get a check. But when you just give everyone a check, then no one needs to work, no one needs to innovate, and then the whole society degenerates. I mean, that's a fact. They want to bankrupt healthcare. Now you've got, last night I was in the coffee room, and I was watching CNN, and they had a Democrat on there. In fact, I hit record, it's on there. They had a congressman on there. Forget the name. I was just sitting there with my mouth hanging open, getting a glass of water. Going, well, you know what? The good thing is, even though this doesn't work well and is bad, we'll just go to a total single payer and national health care, which was always the plan. I know Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, who helped write the law, out of all the architects, he's like the chief master builder. He's on record with Tom Daschle and others being the top guys that did it, saying, well, the plan has always been to wreck it, and we're going to a single payer, and the insurance companies know that. So the issue is, they're just being completely public about it. But here's the deal. They're not even going to actually give Northern European-style free health care, where you pay 80% taxes in the country, but you get free health care. It's not free. It's like the federal money. Oh, we get free money from the federal government. You mean they take a dollar of tax money from the state, and then they send 30-something cents back on average? You mean that kind of free money? How about I come and take your wallet out, pull your money out? If you don't, I punch you in the nose. Like the IRS will do with the, you know, police. And then I go, here, you got $100 in there? I'm going to give you $35 back. Here's $35 free. You're like, you just took that out of my wallet. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Obama just came out and said 100 million Americans have signed up. The truth is, I think the number's less than 8,000 have signed up. And now we're learning they didn't really sign up. They thought they'd signed up, and we knew that the first week, but now that's confirmed. They didn't really sign up. So, doesn't matter, though. He said 100 million, or I'm racist. So, I agree with the president. I'm going to do whatever he says, because the stick that he and Oprah wave, that I'm going to be called a racist, is so powerful. You're right, Mr. President. 100 million have enrolled, and it lowered health costs, and nobody got kicked off their insurance plans. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're dead right. I apologize. There you go. Of course, he now admits that's not true, but it doesn't matter. I mean, Oprah Winfrey said if he's criticized and called a liar, it's because people are racist. No, ma'am, that's not what happened. People hoped Obama would be good, and now with all the race baiting of you and MSNBC, people aren't getting racist, but some of them are moving in that direction because they're like, well, if everybody hates me, I hate you right back. Folks, that's divide and conquer, and that's their plan, and don't go along with it. We need to come together around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. And I know MSNBC will say I'm deeply racist for saying that, because I'm against racism deeply, because I'm deeply racist. And the health care is free, and nobody got kicked off their health plan, and it's working really good, and 100 million signed up for it. See, I'm already getting ready here with the doublespeak for the Fairness Doctrine to come back in next year. They're trying to put it back into talk radio and the Internet to restrict free speech, where I will say the truth, and I'll say, and now a government message for fairness, and I will repeat whatever their talking point is. I will say the truth from my research, or as close as I can get to it. It's hard to find the truth. It's usually obscured. Lies are everywhere. What do they say? A lie goes around the world before the truth puts its shoes on or whatever. But you know what? I put my shoes on a long time ago, so now I've already walked out the door. And the lies circle the planet a whole bunch of times, but I'm just getting going. But people already know the lie is a lie, so that's the other good part about it. All right, I'm going to shut up and give you the big news on the meltdown and what could become the fall of Obama, what tricks they may pull, the latest on Obamacare, the latest on the TSA, the latest on the NSA, the latest on Libya. It is a big broadcast with two guests coming up.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones back live. Thank you for joining us. The reason I got off on the whole rant about the attacks on free speech and then never got to my point was this. We have the 50th anniversary of JFK coming up in Dallas, Texas. And the mayor said last year, we're going to have a civil thing this year. Nowhere in downtown can you hand out flyers. He's in the newspaper saying this. You can't have signs or banners, and we're going to block off. We've now discovered with our moles up there more than five blocks away. So about a third of the downtown core of Dallas will be shut down in a test of turning America into North Korea to be able to get anywhere near Dealey Plaza. And then 5,000 tickets have been given to select sycophants who agree with the official story. If you were actually shot by bullet fragments on the day, you're not allowed to be in there. If you were part of the Warren Commission but don't agree with the official story, you're not allowed. You must be a worshiper of the state of lies, of the state-run media, and Below Broadcasting and the Dallas Morning News and the local TV stations, or you're not allowed in there. Well, I'm coming, and I'm going to be covering it from every different angle. I'm bringing four different reporters, TV reporters, radio reporters, print reporters. All totaled, I'm bringing about 10 crew members or more up to Dallas, my hometown, to retake the First Amendment. This is about free speech, and we'll announce more details this afternoon on Infowars.com. And we're going to be going over all of it here on the show today. But tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve in downtown Dallas at Pearl Street, we're going to have a demonstration against the real shadow government that took over the country 100 years ago, December 23rd. Another big anniversary is coming up, not just the 50th of the killing of JFK by the shadow government, but we're going to also have the 100th anniversary of the private Federal Reserve takeover, which is symbolic. We can remove its charter anytime Congress does the right thing and the constitutional thing and takes the power of the purse back, the power to control currency and taxation at the federal level, now handed over to a private group that masquerades as a federal agency. We protested there three separate times in the last 5 years as part of In the Fed rallies. So we're going to have an In the Fed free speech rally, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. There's all sorts of parking around there. That's why I've chosen it. And we're going to be handing out 20,000 free flyers. We need at least 200 people to show up to give 100 flyers per person that you hand out to people. And by the way, COPA began to file a lawsuit, a local activist group that's been covering JFK for decades. And so the city backed up and said, okay, you can hand out flyers. Okay, you can, COPA can come in at the end of the ceremony and lay a wreath. So they're doing token stuff already. And the Dallas police, in my experience, are pretty nice and are actually listeners. So I've been up there three times, and they're like, hey, man, we're on your side. Hey, I listen to the show. Hey, we know what's going on. We don't like the Federal Reserve. We don't like what's going on with the dollar being devalued. Even the head of the Dallas Fed has come out against QE, Unlimited, and Obama. So we're not even against the people that run the Dallas Fed. I mean, they're like the rebels against the Fed nationwide. That in Kansas City is also a better Fed. I mean, they don't want to destroy the country completely. You're in trouble when there's like actually sane members of the Federal Reserve against Obama. And they're going public against what the globalists are doing. It's that bad. They've had a bunch of Federal Reserve officials come out and say, we apologize, it's a criminal transfer of wealth. You know, they bought into it that really the Federal Reserve is going to run things and stabilize the economy. And they're saying, whoa, this is criminal. So we're going to be there with a demonstration, really, not even so much a protest, to raise awareness of free speech and to protest against the mayor who says, I'm going to be out here with all my rich friends. And we decided that the Chinese that died in Tiananmen Square for free speech and freedom of assembly, they deserve to die, basically. And we decided that the veterans that fought and died for the First Amendment and all the rest, you know, they had a bad idea. We're not going to allow any free speech in Dallas on the 50th anniversary or the day before or the day after, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So here's the news. We're going to show up and hand out 20,000 flyers and several hundred big, full posters that have been posterized. Cost a lot of money. That part does. So that you can either go out and hand them out Thursday or hand them out Friday in the morning. Whether you can demonstrate for an hour and hand out flyers for an hour, whether you can do it Thursday and Friday, whatever you can do. You can donate 48 hours to freedom and your children's future, do it. If you can do 1 hour, whatever. But it's key. If you want to come out and meet a bunch of the reporters and the crew, and the rest of it, We're going to be out there from, I'll be out there really about 7:30, but it's going to be an hour long, 7:30 to 9, but it really kicks off at 8 o'clock in front of the Federal Reserve Building. There's a big, giant, well-lit sidewalk right there. And so we'll bullhorn, shoot some videos, put them up on YouTube, get the message out, air it on the radio show the next day, hand out flyers, everybody that wants them, and posters. And then we're going to have a march the next day. That's going to be...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Ultimate Knife Doctor presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order. But we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, in the next 10-15 minutes, Adan Salazar is going to post on InfoWars.com an article he put together off of my breakdown yesterday. The only reason I mention that is sometimes you read this stuff and it's like they just tape record what I say and then kind of write an article around it, which I know sometimes it is really good stuff I spew out. Sometimes they have to correct a bunch of it. But that article on our demonstration, on our taking back of the First Amendment in Dallas this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And again, folks, I wouldn't even go up there for the 50th anniversary. In fact, I've never been there for the anniversary in my life. I've never gone to Dealey Plaza for the anniversary. I've been up there and shot documentaries, done reports, done interviews. because we know the establishment killed Kennedy. We're fighting the info war to get the truth out. And they've never barred the public from the huge park. Now they're barring everyone, including victims who were there that day, who saw Kennedy's head blown off and who was hit by a bullet fragment, James Tague and others. It's outrageous. I mean, if you try to gather in Tiananmen Square for a peaceful political rally or hand out paperwork, you would be arrested. And then if you fought back, you would be shot. Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I go to Dallas and I was to try to force my way into that square and I resisted the cops, they would first taser me, and then if I resisted more, kill me. We could literally have a Tiananmen Square. And the question is, will the Dallas police, and I don't know if I'm going to do this. It depends on how they act tomorrow at the Federal Reserve, and then the next day we're going to have a march Thursday when all this starts. We're trying to pick a place right now about 7-8 blocks away to march down to the barricades. And they're even trying to say you can't even have posters out in other areas because the mayor thinks he's Kim Jong-un. And I'm telling you, if we let the mayor operate as Kim Jong-un in Dallas, he is Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. That's how tyrants work. If you put up with them and they get away with it, it's over. I'm going to get into the news here in a moment. It's just that this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. That in the town where I'm born, deep in the heart of Texas, that they're trying to declare most of the downtown area, about a third of the total downtown, right in the heart of downtown, most of the heart of downtown, a free speech free zone, a First Amendment dead zone. It's bad enough to cordon off the park and say Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only the establishment can use it to spew their lies to have the international media there. This is going to have over 1 billion people watching it worldwide. But now they're pushing the barriers way down the road. We've got a story coming out on that. In fact, we found the road closures in the Dallas Morning News, did a map of that. We probably need to have our crew do that and then, you know, Photoshop in a line to show folks where it shut down. And then give that to Adon so we can also put that in there. Now, what a lot of folks have done is, obviously, if you already have a hotel down there or whatever, you have to show your card and stuff to get through. And that's not even into the main area. So anytime there's a G20, anytime there's a globalist meeting, they lock everything down. Now, Joe Biden's going to be there tomorrow. He's reportedly not there on Thursday or Friday. Obama's going to go to the Eternal Flame at Arlington Cemetery where Kennedy is buried because he's a highly decorated PT boat captain from a little run-in with a battleship with the Japanese. So he's buried in Arlington Cemetery. Obama will drop by there to spew his propaganda and, of course, cover up who really killed Kennedy. So we're going to be there. We're going to be covering it. And we're going to hand out 20,000 flyers with basic JFK info on it so that people know there's censorship going on just to defy them saying you can't do this. Now, they already backed off 2 days ago. A judge came out and said over the weekend, Dallas police, you've got to, Mayor, you've got to let them do this. And so they backed off that. But they're saying, but the mayor says no big signs allowed. So it's the mayor. The mayor is God now. In America, if you want to go to Dallas and walk around with a poster with your political views, that is the most protected speech. If a woman wants to walk around in a scantily clad outfit, doesn't matter if it upsets people, that's her free speech. But that's mid-level protected. And called community standards. When it's political speech, folks, it is the most protected speech there is. So this is literally like them saying black people can't go eat at these white-only restaurants. I mean, this is the same level. But they're saying everybody doesn't have speech. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, male, female, they don't care. They're saying you don't have rights, ladies and gentlemen. And so it's everyone's duty, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area especially, huge listenership up there, it is your duty, folks, to bring you, your friends, your family, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve, all sorts of parking in the area, that's why I picked that, because we've done demonstrations there before, and come over, and I will give you, personally, with my crew, 100 double-sided flyers with key information on each side that you can then go hand out that night to people or on your lunch break the next day or take off the day. It's important to literally saturate things on Thursday and then keep some of the flyers. When you come down at, say, 10 a.m., it runs until like 2 p.m. The moment of silence is like at 12:30 when they blew his head off. And we are going to hand out those flyers, and then also by tonight, because I've got to look at it and decide where. We pretty much decided last night, but ran out of time. We've got to put out a new article tonight connected to Adon's article he's about to put out, showing where we're going to meet Thursday after my radio show, and we're going to march, whether it's 100 of us or 1,000 of us. I think it'll probably be about 1,000 people, just guessing. We do these things impromptu. We will march, you know, down the sidewalk in an orderly, peaceful way, as we always do. And I just say that so there's no provocateurs. The Dallas police, you know, in the past have honored the First Amendment. I'm sure that they don't like what the mayor's doing, and it's already been partially struck down. And so I'm going to tell the cops, if they try to stop us marching down the street up to the barricades, we don't plan to cross those, I'm going to tell them, okay, so you personally want to be listed in the lawsuit. Stand aside for the First Amendment. In the name of the First Amendment and America, and in the name of Tiananmen Square, get the hell out of my way. I don't think the cops are even going to get in our way. I know the Dallas police. But if they try to stop me, I'm going to go back on the radio with an emergency transmission that night, and I'm going to call on everyone to come to Texas, and then Friday we're crossing the barricades, okay? It's bad enough. We're there to draw attention to the violation of free speech. If they try to stop us marching up to the barricades, I'm talking to the Dallas Police Department right now, get that mayor in control or send him to North Korea. I will not sit here and watch this, and you shouldn't let your family have their birthright robbed either. This is BS. And I really get angry when I start thinking about how we just put up with this in America. Because the mayor says he wants there to be decorum and doesn't want protesters or conspiracy theorists around. And that they want to not talk about who killed him, but remember that he was killed. What in the world does that mean? It doesn't matter what you want, mayor. You are not the king of Dallas, Texas. Get that through your brain. And I'm telling all my reporters, be on the lookout at all the entrances to the barricades. I want that mayor questioned. On tape, since when do you think America is Tiananmen Square? And this is Tiananmen Square level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, I've been arrested plenty of times demonstrating and protesting. I don't want to go to jail again, especially Lou Sterrick. But that horrible jail right there, and just literally 200 yards away from where we're going to be at. But if that does happen, you can be assured everybody involved will be sued. And by the way, we already sued and won against the Pittsburgh Police Department. Okay, so I'm just warning you right now, why don't you do the right thing and behave and get your mayor under control? Or fine, I'll personally sue you. We were a little bit nice with the Pittsburgh thing and just let the city pay out. But this is personal. This is First Amendment. I've had enough of it. So I'm coming up there, and that's the end of it. We're going to be real nice, real friendly, like I always am. You decide which way this goes. I'm coming to my hometown to retake free speech in Texas. Disgusting mayor. We should get more articles out showing the quotes of the mayor in the Dallas Observer, the Dallas Morning News last year, and then again this year, and then point out that he's already been defeated. Notice of filming restrictions for Dealey Plaza. Due to construction renovations in preparation for the anniversary event, extensive filming will not be allowed. There's no law. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. They're now saying you can't even videotape anywhere near there. They got cameras watching us. But the mayor said, oh, like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. Oh, and don't let them film anything either because we've got renovation going and we don't like how it looks. I mean, it's print that for me. The magnitude of these scum. In fact, I'm just calling on everyone now to be there. Just be there tomorrow night, be there Thursday, be there Friday. I mean, we've got to stand for the First Amendment or lose it. I didn't even know about that. That's even worse. I mean, this mayor is just, get me the mayor's phone number and all his info. I think we're going to give the mayor's phone number up. I think I've had enough of it. Oh, my gosh, I've got all this news I want to get to, and now my blood pressure is rising right now. See, I meant to spend like 3 minutes on this, but I start thinking about it. I start thinking about what our country's turned into. New York City tried to put free speech zones in and say no free speech, put in these cordoned areas, and then they would arrest everyone and beat them up in the cordoned areas. They lost more than 10,000 lawsuits, and over 100 police ended up getting fired just from the DNC event, or the RNC event in 2004. By the way, I was there for that and witnessed it. It's the same thing in Texas. If we've got to file 10,000 lawsuits, and believe me, that's what will happen if they arrest people. And if we've got to get everybody fired, that's the way it is. I'm going to sue the mayor for civil rights violations. What a bloated piece of trash to sit there and tell me that I can't film in downtown Dallas because he waved his magic wand. These people make me want to throw up. Okay, let me just stop for a minute. Shifting gears now into Obamacare. Obama is now collapsing because people stood up to him. And because the truth of what was in Obamacare came out, and we warned people up front, and then it all happened just like we said because we had the bill. It was not like it was hard. It's like a recipe, like a chili recipe. After you cook the chili, you go, gee, I got chili on top of the stove. Who would have ever imagined this? Well, this Obamacare thing was a bunch of special interest hospitals, big HMOs, big foreign banks, literally wanting to lower the quality of care, make you buy the care, and be able to charge whatever they want in a controlled market as a tax to foreign banks, the Supreme Court ruled. A private corporate piracy levy to the globalist, a bail-in of American taxpayer money to predominantly offshore banks that run this. And then they tell the left, oh, don't worry, wink, wink, Daschle's book even said this, we're going to destroy health care with this and bring in the socialist utopia. But, of course, that's not going to happen either. You're going to get death panels, welfare folks. They're going to kill you when you come in to get your legs sawed off because of all the aspartame you're drinking or whatever with the diabetes. This is the plan. They got you dependent. Now they're going to go to work on you. And we told you this. And then the main architect, the doctor, Ezekiel Emanuel, came out on Fox and admitted this. And now I'm seeing him admit it everywhere. And now I'm seeing Democratic sites rub their hands together. I plan to bring to America Cloward and Piven is working well. Oh, I'll get you and your little dog, too. I mean, it is sick. So let's go to this clip to remind you before I go to the new breaking intel. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
over
time.
Companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not why the president said.
Let me finish.
That's it. Wreck the individual market. They've already wrecked the system with banks' involvement and insurance companies and HMOs ripping people off. And so people go, do something. Oh, we will. Don't worry. Like right, it's like Little Red Riding Hood fell down and skinned her knee, and then the wolf popped out and said, hi, sweetie, I want to help you. And she said, how are you going to help me, Big Bad Wolf? And he said, just come to my cave with me. I'll help you. He's going to eat her. And so, yeah, she skinned her knee, and now she's skipping along with the wolf. He's like, do you mind if I put these handcuffs on you? Public's going to buy that, too. They're going to buy the new scam the Republicans come up with. It'll be something just as bad or worse. And then there'll be another emergency plan. They put America into an emergency and then pass the buck around, like pass the hand grenade, and politically it blows up in Obama's hands. They don't care because they move on to the next puppet, Chris Christie, Michael Rubio. Here, let's go to this. Here it is, and there's video of this. Woman hailed by president as Obamacare success story now can't afford Obamacare. Oh, what? Your price has doubled, cupcake? But Obama promised. I mean, you got off the bus in Los Angeles, you were going to be a star, and now you're locked up in the back of a truck somewhere. But that's all right, because he got you now, doesn't he? Let's move to the next one right here. Obama implores supporters for help on law crisis. That's a psych warfare tactic to make them feel like they're part of it. It's being sabotaged, everything. You know, help me, be with me. It's total manipulation. Here's another one. Obama flubs during healthcare conference call with community organizers, claims more than 100 million Americans have enrolled. By the way, will you guys get the audio of that? There's audio of that. I want to get the audio of that so I can play that. That's really top level important. Thank you very much. So there you go. Oh, Bloomberg, Obamacare failure may shave 30% from U.S. drug sales. See, that's, there's so many hands in this thing cheating that it's just going to blow out the economy. It's too good of a screw job. You went way too far. You've betrayed people too many times. Now they get the fix is in. Here's another one. Botched ACA rollout hammers Obama. Job disapproval reaches a career high, ABC News reports. And, of course, that's even in the whitewash media. It's actually much worse than what those polls say. Obamacare death spiral. That's the Hoover Institute Journal coming out saying that he's totally collapsing. The left is saying it's endangering the left and the idea that, hey, you get on our bandwagon, you don't have to work anymore. You know, they're saying, oh, my gosh, you're dropping the hammer too quick on all our people. They want a free ride. They're actually getting screwed. You know, what are you doing? Well, it's like unions voting for NAFTA and GATT. What are you people doing? You believe if you buy into something that magically makes it okay. You've got to buy into something that's real and it's moral to be empowered, not something that's fake and a fraud. I mean, the globalists will kill a million plus Iraqis just to have no-bid weapons contracts and shut their oil off to jack up prices. Do you think they wouldn't kill you if they could? It's not just they don't care about you. They see you as dumb vermin who they need to exterminate. Just remember that. And the argument is, are you dumb vermin that need to be exterminated? Don't act like dumb vermin then. I don't want to exterminate you. I could have joined the establishment. I'm not getting on Satan's ship just because it looks like it's winning right now. No way, baby. Oh, and here's the sweetest thing. Mitt Romney would beat Obama today. It wouldn't matter. He helped write Obamacare with Ezekiel Emanuel, so you still have the same thing. See how they win?
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back.
supporters came out yesterday and said, look, 100 million have signed up. It's going to be fine. We'll get the rest. Then when he got confronted about it later, he said he misspoke. No, the media is more and more calling him on it because the media has actually been threatened with being fired, the state-run media, and persecuted. It's on record. If you criticize Obama in any way in Hollywood, you never work again. Well, now that over-intimidation of the First Amendment has caused a backlash. And so folks were in there recording it from the media in the conference call, and then Obama had to come out today and admit that, okay, I misspoke. No, he didn't misspoke. He lied. But, of course, Oprah Winfrey says that's because I'm racist. No, I don't like being lied to. But see how they play that game. But it isn't going to work anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We're sick of it. We want prosperity. We want freedom. Not a bunch of inside interests raping us financially. All right, let's go ahead and go to this audio from the conference call.
Healthcare are going to be able to get healthcare less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill. And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enrolled in the new insurance plan.
Young people are paying $200 a month.
You've got a million Americans who completed an application for themselves or their families, and that represents about a million and a half people. And of those million and a half,
I apologize. I was talking over him. Started from the beginning. Did you hear him say 100 million people had signed up? It's not even 10,000, folks. I just cannot. It's like having your arm caught in a hay baler. It's literally ripping us up inch by inch. Let's go back and play it again from the beginning.
Most young Americans who don't currently have health care are going to be able to get health care less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill. And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plans. You've got a million Americans who completed an application for themselves or their families. And that represents about a million and a half people. And of those million and a half people, you've already got a whole bunch of folks who've successfully signed up to get coverage. And
okay, that's enough.
You've got almost 400,000 folks.
You know what Oprah has to say. You know, Oprah says that if you disagree with him, it's because he's black. And if you say he's a liar, it's because he's black. And that you're basically racist and you just need to die. So you heard it. Everyone needs to kill themselves if you don't believe 100 million people signed up, or if you don't believe that it doesn't kick you off your health plans when it has, you're a racist. If you think the sky's blue right now, if it's daytime and it's blue, you're a racist. If he says it's pink and it isn't pink, you just better do it. Or Oprah Winfrey's God, she waves a magic wand and says you're a racist. And you know, if she says that, you spontaneously combust. She just points her finger like Firestarter or whatever that movie was, a little girl, and you just blow up and you just explode in flames. It goes racist. You go, I'm so afraid of it. Oh, don't call me that. Here, let's go ahead and play her.
There are still generations of people, older people,
brain,
who were born and bred and marinated
look at the guy she's talking
that
to.
Prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
But it's the other clip where she goes into it. It's right after that, where she says he's black, basically. Go ahead and play it.
Just the level of disrespect. When the senator yelled out, you're a liar. Remember that?
Because he was lying.
Yeah, I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases.
All right. Well, I mean, you heard it. Of course, this is Oprah Winfrey. You can look it up. Who goes to Europe and New York to meet with like 10 other top globalists. ABC News reported. Times of London reported. To discuss depopulating Africa. That's okay. I mean, you want to just get rid of all the black people, that's fine. But if you call Obama a liar, that's racist, so. I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.